咱们奉主耶稣圣名，第三节。
Hi, in the name of Jesus, we commence the third session.
唱一首四百一十五，四百一十四。
Let's sing hymn 414, 414.Continue to read B 3B.
经过40年的训练之后，约书亚继承摩西，他怎么来做带领工作？
Now, after 40 years of training, Joshua succeeded Moses, and he continued to work as a leader.
请看生命记。
Let's read Deuteronomy
34章。
34.
生命记的34章。
Deuteronomy 34, verse 9.
嫩者儿西亚因为摩西的灵摩西曾按走他的头上，就被圣灵充满，以色列人便听从他，照着神吩咐摩西的去行。这个地方讲约书亚照着神吩咐摩西的去行。
So in here tells us that Joshua did as the Lord commandedAs the Lord has commanded Moses.
这个摩西是上一代的。
Moses refers to the previous generation.
约书亚是年轻的一代。
Joshua is the younger generation.
那么很显然的，约书亚继承摩西的工作，他没有另发明新的路线。
It's obvious that when Joshua succeeded to the work of Moses, he did not invent a new way of doing things.
他照着神吩咐摩西去行。
He did as the Lord had commanded Moses.
科技是新的好。
Of course, technology is the newer the better.
但是我们在看这个整个教会的发展。
But when we look at the development of the church as a whole,
我们总是要复古。
We have got to look back to the old ways.
也就是古代圣徒他们怎么做，怎么带领教会。
That is in the olden days how the saints they leaded and guided the church.
要从那里去找路线，教会应该怎么发展。
From there, we have to find ways of how to lead the church now.
文化一直在进步。
In terms of our culture, we are always advancing all the time.
但是我们在整个兴旺教会的原则是没有改变的。
But the principle of enabling the church to prosper never changes.
所以我们在, 带领整个教会啊, 这个整个大方向大原则, 这是非常重要的。
So it is very important to make sure to ensure the general direction of how to lead the church is right.
不然的话, 我们下一代所带领出来的真耶稣教会可能 跟前一辈所建设的真耶稣教会不太一样。
Otherwise, the church led by the newer generations might be quite different from the church led by the older generation.
我记得, 有一次在教会在开这个 symposium, 在研讨会。
One time, the church was having a symposium.
那个都是教会带领人在参加的。
And it's attended by all the church leaders.
有一个工人就是讲哦，我们要推展这个教会的宣道工作，要继续祷告。
And so a certain worker mentioned that in order to propel the work of evangelism, we must continue to pray.
然后有另外的工人就说，这个是七零年代的事情。
And so another worker said, "Oh, that belongs to the work in the 70s."
这种讲法让我们是有一点担心的。
And so it gets we are quite worried about such sayings.
传福音是一种属灵的征战。
Because evangelism is a spiritual battle.
要从魔鬼的手中抢救人的灵魂。
We have to deliver souls from the hands of Satan.
征战的兵器是在神面前有能力。
In order to enable our weapons of battle to be effective before God.
那在神面前有能力，就是借着祷告。
And in order to be powerful before God, we must rely on our prayers.
要进食祷告,
particularly fasting prayer.
我们才能够从魔鬼的手下抢救灵魂,
so that we can save souls from under the grasp of Satan.
但是我们现在看到, 外教会了, 不是我们真耶稣教会,
but when we look at other denominations now,
他们传福音有很多的这个,
So they have many different ways of preaching the gospel now.
就是要怎么迎合年轻人的口味。
These innovations are to make sure that the younger generations is receptive to it.
敲敲打打。
They beat drums and they do a lot of things.
当然，刚刚开始要做一个好像一个接触点，这是。 这是可以了解的。
Of course, we can understand that you know it is important to make a contact point.
但是如果把这个敲敲打打这个文化带进教会来，觉得没有这样福音传不开，这个就有一点问题了。
But if we bring the pop culture into the church and says that we must use that in order to preach the gospel, then it becomes a problem itself.
因为整个圣经里面你找不到这样。
Because in the Bible, we never find examples like that.
所以我们所带领的真耶稣教会,
so the church, the true Jesus church that we are leading now,
应该是跟神启示我们前代的工人所建设的教会是一样的。
Should be identical to the church established through the revelation of God.
这是不简单。
And that is not easy.
所以约书亚照着神吩咐摩西的去做。
And so Joshua did as the Lord had commanded Moses.
有时候我们在带领教会,
sometimes when we lead the church,
要带领人来受洗啊,
we may want someone to be baptized.
我们不敢讲太,
we dare not mention too much about the price we have to pay to become a Christian.
用很多的气氛啊，让人能够融入这个教会。
I use many things in order to enable people to merge into the church.
但是我们要问一个问题，就是说这个是不是圣经的方式？
But we have to ask, is that the way of the Bible?
这个最重要。
And that's very important.
圣经里面有没有这种方式？
Is there such a way? Can we find such a way or method in the Bible?
所以这个神所托付我们的。 最重要的这个，我们真耶稣教会的精神是什么？
And so, what's the most important attitude or mindset which God has entrusted upon us?
这个要从圣经里面深入的去研讨。
This is something that we have got to find from the scriptures.
所以，约书亚继承摩西的工作。
So Joshua succeeded the work of Moses.
第四点。
Fourthly,
以色列啊，在旷野40年。 当中啊经历四十年
了。The Israelites they traveled in the wilderness for 40 years.
老的一代都在旷野死了。
And point A tells us that the older generation died in the wilderness.
这个不是说老了就不能进迦南。
It does not mean that the older generation cannot enter the land of Canaan.
不是肉体的年纪限制他们。
It's not because the physical age which restrict them.
就指着属灵的情况使他们没有办法进入迦南。
But it is the spiritual state that precluded them from entering the land of Canaan.
我看民数记的十四章。
Let's look at the book of Numbers 14.
民数记的十四章
Numbers 14
26
verse 26
我们看29节
Let's read 29
你们的尸首必倒在旷野并且你们中间凡被数点从二十岁以外向我发愿人的必不得进入我启示叫他们的住的那地唯有耶鲁弗的儿子加勒嫩的儿子约书亚才可以进去那为什么不能进去
How come that they could not enter?
因为他们对神没有信心
Because they lost faith in God
所以发愿
And they murmured
那这个四十天要抵四十年
40 days is to for 40 years
我们看35节
Let's read verse 35
我总要这样带这一切聚集抵我的恶会众他们必在这旷野消灭这里讲要在旷野消灭
And here tells us that they be consumed in the wilderness
所以进入迦南地是新的一代
So it is the newer generation that would enter the land of Canaan
也不是说他们新就可以进去
Doesn't mean that if they are new the newer generation will all enter
这个属灵的含义啊，就是我们要更新
The spiritual meaning tells us that we have got to renew
更新才能够进到神的国来享受那个丰盛
It is through renewal that we can enter the kingdom of heaven to enjoy its abundance
那如果没有更新我们就体会不到那牛奶与蜜的那一种境况
Without renewal we will never appreciate the state of the land flowing with milk and honey
所以哥林多前书说这是一个见解
So that's why in book of 1 Corinthians tells us that this is a warning
本来神带领他们是爱他们
In actual fact, God started to lead them out of his love.
但是到最后都死在旷野。
But at the end, they all died in the wilderness.
所以哥林多前书说神不喜欢当时世代。
This is what 1 Corinthians tells us that God did not like.
我们看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's look at the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第五节。
Verse 5.
他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人才在旷野倒闭这里讲是不喜欢的人所以在神旷野倒闭
This tells us that these are the people not well pleased to, pleasing to God That's why they died in the wilderness
那在诗篇106篇谈到他们所犯的罪
In Psalms 106 it mentioned the sins that they have committed
所以是他们死在旷野
And so they died in the wilderness.
所以以色列百姓啊，在旷野四十年了，这是一种更新。
And so for the Israelites in the wilderness for 40 years, these refer to the renewal.
所以我们这个教会啊，要进到牛奶与蜜之地，信徒要更新。
So for the church to enter into the land flowing with milk and honey, then the members must renew.
是摩西带领他们在旷野，是我们的工人带领他们在旷野更新的。
As Moses led the Israelites in the wilderness, it is now the leader's turn to take the congregation.
在旷野受苦的意义是什么
？What's the meaning when they suffered in the wilderness?
所以这个以色列百姓要经过操练。才能进家。
The Israelites have to be trained before they enter the land of Canaan.
我们看《生命记》第八章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 8.
为什么神爱他们，但是他们要受苦
？Why did God love them, but on the other hand, they are to suffer?
生命记第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter
8,
verse 2.
你要纪念主你的神在旷野引导你这四十年，要苦练你、试验你，要知道。你的内心如何肯受到诫命不肯
In verse 2 it says, "And you shall remember the Lord your God, led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not."
So this 40 年的苦是要让你知道你的内心如何。
So the 40 years hardship is to enable God to know their heart.
没有受苦，我们人真的不知道自己。
Without test, without suffering, we will not know ourselves.
受苦一来，我们就知道。
But when suffering comes, we will know more about ourselves.
这样我们才会不断的在进步。
Then we'll be able to advance further.
所以我们要让教会好像进到这个真的神的国完全实现，有时候苦难是需要的。
So sometimes suffering is necessary to enable the church or to enable the kingdom of God to be fully manifested.
在这个情况下，人会不断的更新。
Because under these circumstances, men will continue to renew them themselves.
把生命记八章。
So that's Deuteronomy chapter 8.
第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
他苦练你，试验你，让你列祖所不认识的玛拿是给你吃，是你知道。人活着不单靠食物，乃要靠神口里所出来的话。
So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna which you do not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord.
食物是物质的。
Food is physical.
神口里出来的话是灵的。
But the word from God is spiritual.
所以我们在这个生活的受苦中操练，我们才知道说，信仰生活不只是物质而已，信仰生活还需要有从灵来的一种力量。
So through sufferings, we realize that life is not just physical, but it is a power which is from the spirit.
也就是说，不是说生活很舒服，信仰就会进步了。
It does not mean that if we live a successful or smooth life, then our faith would advance.
是我们要去靠近神，我们信仰才会进步。
Our faith would only advance if we rely on the Lord.
我们再看第八章十一节。
Let's also read Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11.
我们可以看到十六节哈。
11 to 16.
就在旷野，将你列祖所不认识玛拿赐给你，是要苦练你、试验你，叫你终究享福。这里说。受苦是要让我们终究享福。
In verse 16 it tells us that our test, our suffering will enable us, will do us good at the end.
为什么？
Why?
因为受苦会让人谦卑。
Because through suffering it will humble us.
谦卑才能够住在神的恩典中。
Only those who are humble can live amongst the grace of God.
所以有时候我们在带领教会。
Sometimes when we lead the church,
我们看到信徒在受苦。
We see that members are suffering.
当然从肉体上来讲呢，这是辛苦的。
From a physical aspect, it is difficult to accept.
但是在属灵上来讲，这是有帮助的。
But spiritually speaking, it is good for you.
经过操练之后，大部分人信仰都会进步。
And through trials and sufferings, most people's faith would advance.
好像使徒行传里面记载呀。其实使徒教会也做过很多的操练。
In actual fact, the book of the apostles, the acts of the apostles, we can see that the church also advanced.
所以这个应许之地是由新的一代来承受的。
And so the promised land was inherited by the new generation.
因此这个神的国那种丰盛，是要我们更新以后。才能够去体会得到。
The abundance of the kingdom of God can only be experienced after we have been renewed.
所谓更新就是要除掉自我。
The renewal means we have to put off our old nature.
然后要穿上新的。
And then to put on the new.
这个新的一个本性。
To put on the new nature.
我们来看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 11.
说穿上新人，新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 10. Verse 10. And I've put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
我们看英文更清楚了就是说，我们要用 认识主耶稣的形象，这个知识不断地来更新我们自己。
So in English, it's very clear that is renewed in knowledge according to the image of Him who created Him.
所以，如果信仰没有在更新把那个旧的本性人的那个罪性、人的缺点不断把它拿掉，然后一直在追求新的本性的实现如果没有这种追求，我们体会不到这个神的国那一种平安跟喜乐。
To renew, if we do not take away the old self, take away the sins, and put on the new, then we cannot experience the joy and the peace of the kingdom of God.
过去几年我一直有几件事情，我一直觉得非常的喜乐。
For the past few years, I have been very joyful about certain things.
就是我看到这个有的犯罪很深真的回来寻找神。
I can see that someone who has committed great sins previously has now turned back seek God.
真的忧伤痛悔。
They have a very contrite heart.
神赦免他们。
And God has forgiven them.
给他们圣灵。
To give them the Holy Spirit.
当得圣灵以后。
And after they have received the Holy Spirit,
非常的追求。
And they continue to pursue.
常常聚会。
And they continue to attend services.
天天读经。
And every day they read the Bible.
一直努力的在追求。
They diligently pursue.
我都听到他们这种追求以后那种生命所体会的平安跟喜乐。
And after I heard that, I can see that they experience the peace and the joy in the renewal of the new life.
有一个姐妹
There was a sister.
她公司有一个朋友问她。
One of her colleagues in the office asked her.
最近看到你越来越漂亮。
Recently I see that you have become more and more beautiful.
那你是用什么牌的化妆品？
What brand of cosmetics do you use?
这位姐妹，这个怎么回答
？And how did that sister answer?
那个姐妹跟她讲我没有用什么化妆品。
The sister said, I don't use any cosmetics at all.
以前她犯罪，她没有回来找神。
In the past, she sinned and she did not turn back to God to seek God.
找神以后
But after she returned to seek God, particularly after she had received the Holy Spirit,
真的被圣灵充满了。
She was filled with the Holy Spirit.
从心里面有一种喜乐。
And from her heart flows joy.
有一种平安。
Peace.
所以流露到她的脸上。
And it manifested in her face.
所以让她的同事看到，你最近越来越看起来越漂亮。
So even her colleagues in the office says that recently you have become more and more beautiful.
所以她同事也跑来教会慕道。
And so even her colleagues would come to become a truth seeker in the church.
也得胜。
And she also received the Holy Spirit.
真的，我们要体会这个神的国那种牛奶与蜜就是一定要更新才体验得到。
We have to renew before we can experience the milk and honey flowing in the kingdom of God.
脱掉旧人，穿上新人。
That we have got to put off the old and put on the new.
要下功夫去追求。
And this is something that we have got to do diligently.
所以信仰绝对不只是说让你遇到困难将来祷告求帮助而已。
So faith is not just restricted to things like when we face difficulties, we pray and sought solutions.
好像雨伞一样。
It is not like an umbrella.
下雨了就拿雨伞了。
We said, it's raining, so we took out the umbrella.
太阳出来就放在一边。
And when the sun shines, we put it aside.
这绝对不是信仰真正的目的。
This is not the true nature of our faith.
是要让我们承受艰难。
We are to inherit Canaan,
牛奶与蜜,
flowing with milk and honey,
享受基督的丰盛,
to enjoy the abundance in Christ.
好，我们现在看第五点。
Let's look at point five.
所以在旷野这个旅程,
so the journey in the wilderness,
我们看以色列百姓是不断在经历神,
we can see that the Israelites continue to experience God.
特别是摩西对神的认识也增加。
Particularly for Moses, he increased his knowledge about God.
所以这个旅程对一些人来讲，这是非常非常对神一个非常美妙的体验。
And so it is a wonderful experience for a lot of people.
这是在天国的这个路上所体验得到的。
There's something that we can experience on a journey to the kingdom of God.
好，我看 C.
Let's look at C.
好，那现在怎么实际去？承受这个迦南地。
Now, how are we going to practically speaking inherit the land of Canaan?
我们在 B 提到 要预备。
In point B, we mentioned that we have to prepare.
就是工人要受训练。
The leader, the workers have to be trained.
以色列百姓要接受操练。
The Israelites have to be disciplined.
那这是一种预备。
So this is a kind of preparation.
那预备完就要进入，真的要进到迦南。
After preparation, then they are really going to enter the land of Canaan.
真的是一种行动。
It is a real action.
约书亚记第一章。
In Joshua chapter 1.
这神对约书亚再一次的应许。
Once again, God reiterated his commission and promise.
我们来看约书亚记第一章。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 1.
一章我们前几节有读过哈，这是神想摩西死以后，神告诉约书亚。
We've already read it previously that after the death of Moses, God spoke to Joshua.
所以这个约书亚要过约旦河这一件事情，现在已经不只是从前一辈摩西传给他的。
And so the fact that they have to cross the river Jordan is not just something that was passed on to them by the previous generation.
现在这个是神亲自告诉约书亚的。
Now this is something that God directly revealed to Joshua.
这个非常重要。
And that's very important.
我们这个教会圣工的承传不只是说上一代传给我们这样而已。
Now the prosperity of the church is not just what we inherit from the previous generations.
这个还包括我们这一代再一次的从神领受那一种启示。
It also includes the fact that for the for the present generation have to receive the revelation once again.
再一次的肯定。
Once again, we reaffirm.
是我们能够确定我们所信的是什么。
That we can confirm what we believe.
这个好像什么
？What's this like?
我们有很多第二代的信仰。
We have many second generation believers.
从小父母带到教会来。
They were brought to the church when they were young.
他知识上、观念上，他知道有神。
In the knowledge, in the concept, they understand that there is a God.
但是这种信仰还不是很活泼。
But such kind of faith could not be very dynamic.
一直到这个年轻的一代要自己重新再从神去体验、去肯定。
Until this up and coming generation once again experience God personally.
那神就不只是他父母的神，神会变成他的神。
Then God would no longer be just a God of their parents, but God would be their God.
那这个教会的圣工也是这样的。
Likewise for the work of the church.
这不只是说上一代交给我们。
It's not just something hand over to us by the previous generations.
就是我们需要神亲自在我们心中来感动我们。
It is something that God motivates within our heart.
好像神亲自托付我们。
As if God entrusted us personally.
这个就是我们从神直接领受的。
This is what we receive directly from God.
那这样我们对工作的这种投入啊，就会很有力量。
Then our involvement in the work of the church would be very powerful.
这是神直接啊，好像神直接启示约书亚。
It is as God directly revealed that to Joshua.
但是神给他这个使命啊，神有应许他，要与他同在。
But the commission given by God also comes with a promise that God would be with him.
我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
你生平日子没有一人在你面前站立得住，我怎样与摩西同在，也必要与你同在。神说我要与你同在。
So God said I will be with you.
第二节
Verse 2，
要刚强壮胆，
be strong and courageous.
因为你必使这个百姓承受那地为业。
Verse 6，for the people will inherit the land.
这是从神领受这个肯定，再一次的一种神给他的一种应许。
So this is a confirmation of the promises of God directly from God.
所以圣经里面我们看到神要教他我们给我们工作，神都会给我们那个力量去完成。
From the scriptures, we know that when God entrusts us with a task, He will give us the strength to complete it.
也会给我们那个恩赐去完成。
He will also give us the gifts to complete the work.
我们很少找到说，因为很有恩赐，所以神给他工作。
It's very rare that we find someone greatly gifted and then God will give them some work.
大部分都是神给他工作以后，神给他一个工具去完成。
For most, it is first God would give them the task and then God would then give them the tools to complete the work.
神交托约书亚这个使命，神应许跟他同在，神 给他力量。
God entrusted the task to Joshua. God gave promises to Joshua and gave him the strength to do it.
那第七节跟第八节，神告诉他。
Verse 7 and verse 8 is something said by God.
啊，要成功，要蒙神祝福的一个条件。
The conditions how they could be successful.
啊，只要刚强、大大、壮胆，谨守、遵行仆人摩西者一切的律法，不偏左右，你无论往哪里去，都可以顺利。
Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go.
第八节。
Verse 8.
律法书不可以离开你的口，要昼夜思想，谨守遵行，所写一切，这样你的路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
That this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success.
所以神告诉约书亚这个秘诀。
So this is the secret revealed by God to Joshua.
在服事的路上可以顺利，可以亨通，蒙神祝福。
How they can be prosperous with good success and be blessed by God.
就是要遵守神的话。
That is to observe the word of God.
拿到第二章
Then we come to chapter 2
约书亚实际的行动来跨过约旦河
That in reality, Joshua actually crossed River Jordan
要来承受这一块地
To inherit the land
我们看第二点
Let's look at point 2
The A
2A
约书亚从神领受这个使命，就在他告诉以色列百姓之前，他先从神领受。
Before Joshua revealed the task to the Israelites, he first received commission from God.
这个也是我们今天要做的。
This is something that we have to do today.
就是我们要从神领受责任，我们再把这个责任托付给其他的人。
That first we receive the commission from God, then we entrust the commissions to others.
我们看第二点。
Let's read the second point.
那在第二章再一次就差人去看窥探迦南地。
Once again, Joshua sent someone to spy out the land.
但是我们看这个第二章以窥探迦南地跟第一次看迦南地的结果就不太一样。
The result of the second spying of the land is quite different from the first spying.
第一次带来坏的消息。
For the first time, they brought bad report.
但是到了这一次，在看迦南地的反应就没有这个发生。
But it's not the same when they do it again here.
所以到了第三章。
So in chapter 3,
约书亚率领百姓就跨过约旦了。
Joshua led the Israelites across the Red Sea.
这是记在第三章。
So that's recorded in chapter 3.
好，那在第三章里面我们看这个跨过约旦河有一点非常重要。
One thing, when they crossed the River Jordan, worthy of our notice.
我们现在看第三章。
Let's read Joshua chapter 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
所吩咐百姓说，你们看见神的约柜，又祭司抬着，就要离开所住的地方，跟着约柜。第四节。
Verse 4.
只是你们跟约柜要相抵2000 cubits，不可跟约柜相近，使你们知道所当走的路，因为这一条路你们向来没有走过。在实际渡约旦河之前。
Before they cross the river Jordan.
约书亚吩咐百姓。
Joshua instructed the Israelites.
说你要跟约柜相离2000 cubits。
There must be a distance of 2000 cubits between you and the ark.
2000 cubits 差不多3000尺。
2000 cubits is about 3000 feet.
就是保持一个距离。
That means there must be a distance in between.
为什么
？Why？
使你们知道所当走的路。
That you may know the way by which you must go.
因为这条路你们向来没有走过。
For you have not passed this way before.
也就是说，这个是新的，你没有经验过的。
That means that there's something new, something which you have never experienced before.
所以要让神走在前面。
So you must let God walk up front.
这个是我们今天在服事神一个很重要的操练。
This is a great discipline for us when we are to serve the Lord today.
让神走在前面。
Let God walk first.
这不是说不可以计划。
Doesn't mean that we don't need to plan.
而是在计划当中我们要有一个弹性随时来调整。
But in our plan, we must leave enough flexibility for us to adjust when necessary.
使徒行传里面有几个突破。
There are a few breakthroughs in the book of Acts.
使徒行传里面有几个突破。
In the book of Acts of the Apostles, there were several breakthroughs.
使徒行传第二章。
Chapter 2.
突破犹太教的这种势力。
They are able to break away from the grasp of Judaism.
犹太教是整个以色列百姓的一个传统的。
Judaism is the traditions of all the Jews.
太有力量了，把耶稣钉十字架。
It's very powerful, even crucifying Jesus on the cross.
但是，他的门徒能够在这个文化之下建设基督教。
But the disciples could establish Christianity under such power.
这是谁计划
？Who planned?
没有计划。
That's not planning.
圣灵降临就开一条路出来。
Through the descending of the Holy Spirit, it opened a way.
所以不是计划不可以。
It's not that we could not plan.
而是说有时候没有计划，如果我们真的让神走在前面，也可以开一条路出来。
Sometimes even without planning, if we let God walk front at the front, then we can also open the way.
使徒行传第十章。
Chapter 10.
突破种族的界限。
They're able to break away from the race.
福音传给哥尼流。
That means the gospel could be preached to Cornelius.
谁计划？
Who planned about this?
是谁计划？
Who planned?
没有人计划。
No one planned about this.
哥尼流祷告。
Cornelius prayed.
看到异象。
And he saw a vision.
叫他要请彼得来。
And to asking him to invite Peter.
彼得祷告。
Peter prayed.
看到异象。
He also saw a vision.
说不洁净的可以宰来吃。
He says, those who are even unclean animals can be eaten.
这个两个异象合在一起。
When we combine the two visions together,
就是福音要传给外邦的。
It tells us that the gospel is to be preached to the Gentiles.
在实际做的过程中。
But when we actually implement the work,
彼得正在讲道，圣灵降下来。
While Peter was speaking, the Holy Spirit descended.
这是神在开路。
That's God opening the way.
所以很清楚，彼得说，既然他们得圣灵，我们怎么可以不给他洗礼？
So that's why Peter clearly says that if they have received the Holy Spirit, who is to forbid them from receiving baptism?
这个叫做约柜走在前面。
So this is like the ark walking up front.
神带一条路出来。
God is opening a way.
使徒行传十六章。
In Acts chapter 16,
突破地狱的界限。
They make a breakthrough in terms of physical boundaries.
他们从亚洲把福音传到欧洲。
From Asia, they managed to preach the gospel to Europe.
谁计划出来？
Who planned this?
谁计划出来？
Who planned this?
我们读一下，看谁计划出来。
Let's read and see who planned this.
使徒行传十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
圣人禁止他们在亚细亚讲道。他们就经过弗吕加拉太一带的地方，所以他们第一个计划是在亚细亚讲道。
So the first plan is for them to work in Asia.
那很显然，他们有很充分的祷告。
So it's quite obvious that they must have prayed previously about this.
所以圣灵禁止，他很清楚知道神不要他在那里讲道。
The Holy Spirit forbid them. That means that they have prayed and the Holy Spirit works among them.
所以他改变计划。
So they have to change their plan.
到加拉太去。
And they went to Galatia.
但是到第七节。
And verse 7.
他们要往皮推亚去，耶稣的灵却不许。
After they have come to Messiah, they want to go to Bethania, but the Spirit did not permit them.
所以第二次改变计划。
Secondly, for the second time, they have to change their plan.
然后到第八节。
Verse 8.
他们到特罗亚去。
They came down to Taurus.
第九节。
Verse 9.
夜间看到马其顿的这个异象。
At night, they saw a vision with the man from Macedonia.
所以他就改变计划。
So they changed the plan.
所以就到欧洲去了。
So,
马其顿去。
So they went to Macedonia, that is Europe.
然后到了腓立比。
And then they went to Philippi.
就建立腓立比教会。
And they established the church at Philippi.
这个叫做约柜走在前面。
This is like letting the ark walk up front.
我们现在特别年轻的一代很会计划。
And for us, particularly the younger generation, we are very skilled in making plans.
因为我们在这个学校里，或者在公司里面，都有这种的训 训练了。
This is what we have been trained for at school or at work.
这本来原来是好的。
And in actual fact, that is good.
但是当我们在做圣工的时候
，But when we are doing divine work,
我们在做计划要留一个空间。
When we make plans, we will have to leave a space for God.
好像这里说离两千咒。
Like here it says 2,000 cubics.
然后充分的祷告，如果神肯定我们的计划，我们就去做。
Through prayers, enough prayers, if God affirms our work, then we will go ahead.
但是有时候神会改变我们的计划。
But sometimes God can change our plan.
所以这个是一种操练。
So this is a kind of a training.
那到最后我们所走的路啊。跟着神来走啊，那我能蒙神祝福。
So at the end we follow the path made by God and we'll be blessed.
使徒行传十五章
，and Acts chapter 15,
另外一个突破
，another breakthrough,
就是真理的突破
，and that's concerning the truth.
到底外邦人要不要是啊信主要不要受割礼
？That is, should the Gentiles or must the Gentiles be circumcised?
这是新的问题。
That's a new problem.
这个问题不解决，教会会分裂。
If we do not solve that problem, the church will split.
因为有的说跟得救有关。
But some says that circumcision is related to salvation.
所以他一定会坚持。
So they would insist upon it.
有的人说跟得救没有关。
Some say it's got nothing to do with salvation.
这是重担。
It is a burden.
所以他不会做。
So they will not do it.
那教会会分裂。
Then the church will split.
那怎么去解决这个问题？
How could they solve the problem?
所以到最后他们做结论的时候
，At the end when they made the conclusion，
有没有表决
？Did they take a vote？
看不出来有表决。
Doesn't seem that they take a vote。
就是雅各起来讲。
James stood up and said。
讲完大家觉得很好。
James spoke and everyone agreed with him。
所以写信就说圣灵跟我们一起决定。
So they wrote and said that it is the Holy Spirit made the decision。
所以真理的问题解决了。
So they solved the problem concerning the truth。
所以使徒行传里我们在开拓的。在这个事情上，在真理的事情上，我们都看到约柜走在前面。
In terms of outreach, in terms of the truth, we can see that in the book of Acts, the ark is actually walking up at the front.
所以今天我们这个圣工的推展哦，这真的这个是很必要的，但是很常常是缺乏的。
Today it is very necessary to propel the work of God forward, but sometimes it seems lacking.
就是怎么真的让圣灵在带领我们。
And the question is, how can we truly let the Holy Spirit guide us?
我们现在在非洲传道，或者说福音传道一些新开拓地区，其实有很多经验的都是圣灵在带领。
In actual fact, in Africa or other new pioneering areas, we can see that it is in actual fact that the Holy Spirit is guiding the way.
如果没有圣灵哦，我们计划不出来。
Without the Holy Spirit, it cannot be made by the plan of man.
比方说，80年代啊。在奈及利亚传福音。
For example, preaching in Nigeria in the 1980s.
你下飞机在 Lagos.
We get off the plane at Lagos.
然后要搭一个钟头飞机到 Port Harcourt.
We have to take a domestic plane, about an hour's flight to Port Harcourt.
我们尝试了很多次要在 Port Harcourt 建立一个据点，没有办法成功。
For several times, we try our best to establish a point at Port Harcourt, but we could not.
但是要每一次要到我们教会牧养非常困难。
It seems very difficult for us to pastor the members there.
大概85年吧。
Around the time of 1985.
我们一个工人从奈及利亚搭飞机要到赖比瑞亚去。
One of our workers took plane from Nigeria to Liberia.
在飞机上遇到一个工人。
On the plane, he met someone else.
刚好坐在他旁边。
The passenger next to him.
他跟他传福音。
He started to preach to the person next to him.
他下飞机以后，他就跟着他去参加灵会。
And so when they alight from the plane, they went attend the spiritual convocation.
后来得圣灵，受洗。
So the passenger also received the Holy Spirit and he was baptized.
那这个新受洗的住在 Port Harcourt.
And the newly baptized member actually lives at Port Harcourt.
他得圣灵后火热，他说每天祷告一个钟头。
After he received the Holy Spirit, he was filled with the seal of God and he prayed every day for an hour.
他就回到 Port Harcourt 去传福音。
So he went back to Port Harcourt and started to preach.
好多人得圣灵。
And many people also received the Holy Spirit.
在 Port Harcourt 建立一个据点。
So they start then we establish a point in Port Harcourt.
过去我们计划很久，派人很久，弄不出来。
In the past we planned for a long time, we sent a lot of people there, but we could not do anything.
但是后来建立这个据点，
But the eventual establishment of the place in Port Harcourt was guided by God completely. So it is very important for the ark to walk at the front. But this is something that we often neglect. The treasure in the true Jesus Church is the fact that the Holy Spirit will guide us.
但是有时候我们人头脑太过发展，我们太会计划的时候，我们就忘记了让约柜走在前面。
But sometimes if we place too much emphasis on planning, then we will have forgotten to place the ark at the front.
就因为遇到那个信徒,
because we met that particular member,
所以福音就传到迦南。
The gospel managed to reach Ghana as well. Because he also had a business partner.
传给那个伙伴,
and he preached to his business partner, and his business partner also received the Holy Spirit.
那个伙伴就他的原来教会传福音。
And so his business partner started to preach in his original church.
我们教会传到菲律宾。
For our church to preach to the Philippines,
要到马尼拉降飞机，然后要转飞机，再坐一个钟头的飞机。
We have to first go to Manila and then took a domestic flight for about an hour in order to reach that place.
也是很不方便。
And it is very inconvenient.
因为每次国际班机一降下来就是下午。
International flight would arrive Manila in the afternoon.
然后要转到另外一个城都是第二天早上。
It would be the next morning before we reach the second city.
那马尼拉不太安全，很危险。
And it is not very safe to stay in Manila.
后来是一个工人，他下飞机以后要搭计程车去旅馆。
Eventually, one of our workers, after he alighted at Manila, he took the taxi to the hotel.
前面挡风玻璃那个地方啊，有贴基督教的一个标语。
He discovered that on the windscreen of the taxi, is plastered with a Christian slogans.
那他跟他传福音。And
so he started to preach to the driver.
那个司机跟他讲说，我们正在找教会。
And the driver informed our worker that they are currently seeking the church.
那一天晚上就邀他到他们的教会去传福音。
So our worker was invited to attend the driver's denomination that evening.
就因为这样, 马尼拉就建设一个据点。
And because of that, we established a church in Manila.
谁计划出来?
Who planned all these?
没有人计划。
No one planned.
过去用很多的方法, 没有办法建立。
In the past, we tried our best, but we could not establish a point there.
突然遇到这个人, 就找了一条路出来了。
But suddenly we met someone else, and then we found a way.
这是圣灵的带领。
That's the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们整个这个新开拓地区啊，有很多的见证啊，真的是约柜走在前面。
So there are many witnesses happening in testimonies happening in the newly pioneering areas, which demonstrate that the Holy Spirit is really guiding us.
来跨不过的约旦河就过去了。
So the River Jordan, which could not be passed, could now be passed.
这是一个很重要的操练。
That's a great discipline and training for us.
让约柜走在前面。
To put the ark at the front.
让我们跟在后面。
And we follow suit.
我看C的第二,
Let's read C number 2.
他们上了过了约旦河以后,
After they crossed the River Jordan,
就每个支派都拿一块石头堆起来成为一个纪念。
Every tribe is to take a stone and put up a memorial.
也就是说以后他们就
It is a way of to enable them to remember in the future how God opened a way for them to cross the River Jordan. So it is we must have a heart of thanksgiving. It is a great breakthrough that one can cross the River Jordan. Water of Jordan actually overflew on both banks.
但是脚一踏,
when the priest stepped into the water, it becomes dry land. It is the step of faith.
因为如果怀疑你就踏不下去,
because the water is so deep that if you have any doubt at all, you will not step into the water.
但是踏下去水就干了。
But when you step in the water, the water dried.
所以四十年的操练以后，让他们产生信心。
And so after 40 years of training, it enables them to have faith.
因为四十年的操练让他们看到神真的与他们同在。
After 40 years of training, they can really see that God is present with them.
神是可靠的。
God can be relied upon.
所以他们的约旦河水踏了下去，就看到神迹。
So when they step into the water of the River Jordan, they can see miracles.
所以这是他们在实际要占领迦南的一个行动。
So this is the action that they must undertake in order to conquer Canaan.